Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th Telly Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Hector Barreto, the chairman of TheLatinoCoalition.com, former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and he's been a member of our brain trust now for a long time, since probably about 15, 16 years. Hector, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great things that you do. What is, as the head of an organization that represents a lot of Hispanic business owners, what is Mr. Trump? Now, he did okay with the Hispanic community. But maybe not as good as George Bush did, but he did okay. But what does he got to do? What does he need to do to sort of turn this thing around, where more Hispanics are focused on what he's doing?
Yeah, you know, it's not just Hispanics. He's got to do this for everybody. He's got to deliver on the promises. He said he was going to grow the economy. If the economy starts growing and more people go to work, that's going to help him. He's got to fix health care. If we get a healthcare system that really is affordable and is really accessible, that's going to help him. He's got to improve education, got to give more options to people. These are all the top issues in the Hispanic community. And I'll tell you something else. 70,000 Hispanic kids turn 18 every year.
Wow.
And that's going to continue on for years and years to come. So the new voters coming up, they're not as partisan. They don't have a relationship with politics. So that's
right.
The low-hanging fruit, if you will.
So let me ask you,
delivers on that, I think he'll be okay.
Let me ask you a question. His antagonists have tried to make him sound like a real bigot, like a real racist. And I don't think that's true. I think I can name 100 major warts on Donald Trump, maybe at least 10. And one of them would not be him being a racist. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
So my question to you is does the Hispanic community worry about him like his antagonists try to make them worry about him?
Well, it's a really good question, Jim. You know, if you listen to the media, whether it be English or Spanish language media, they've already, you know, characterized him. So they keep telling the, you know, Hispanics, be careful, beware, beware. But I think less and less people are listening to that. Like I said, they're going to watch what he does, not what he says. Some of the things he said during the campaign obviously didn't sit well for a lot of people in the Hispanic community. But at the end of the day, more Hispanics voted for Donald Trump than they did with Mitt Romney. And you remember, I was helping Mitt Romney.
Yep.
And so I think that he's got an opportunity. He's surrounded himself with some good people. Last night, we acknowledged some of the people that are going into the administration, Hispanics. And a lot of these folks are experienced, they're talented. They're going to help him. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but you know it's up to him.
I think people need to differentiate, Hector, between wanting to get criminals, hardened criminals, out of the country, and if need be, penetrating the sanctuary city a firewall to do that. The people ought to understand that he can do that without sending home the parents of the kids who were born here.
Right. I think that's his instinct, Jim. We'll see what they actually come up with on this immigration reform. I think it's going to come in stages. I think they're going to do the security, the border wall first, and then they're going to deal with, you're going to deal with the criminals immediately. And by the way,
right,
the people that want those criminals out the most are the Hispanics that live in those communities that are violated by those criminals. They don't want those
criminals. And if they are here illegal, the bad guys are just calling, shining a light on everything.
There's no doubt about it. And that problem has to be fixed. And there's no other country in the world that would allow that system to exist. You know
that's
that.
Right.
I mean, I think he's going to get points for doing
that. Do you think the sanctuary cities, I said in my predictions, I predicted that sanctuary cities was going to be his biggest domestic challenge.
I think it will be, but you know what that's going to happen is if they turn off the spigot of all the federal money that those
right.
cities get, I think they could change their tune pretty
quickly. I also said the cities will lose.
They will lose, and when you see innocent people affected by those criminal alien. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You saw what happened in San Francisco, and there's many other examples of that. And I think people are just fed up with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, I mean, it's ridiculous when we see people getting killed by people who've been deported five times with a horrible record.
Right. And, you know, it makes a mockery of our security. And,
well
and
said.
We
that's an excellent
that
way to excellent way to think about it. Hey, Hector, thank you again for your leadership. Thanks for all you do for so many people, and come back soon.
Jim, thank you. You are a great champion for us, and we really appreciate you. Have a great time in Houston.
Thank you. TheLatinoCoalition.com, folks. Go there and check that out. That's a very interesting organization, the good work that they do there. TheLatinoCoalition.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.